Gonna have to get into a few stories with that word that I don't care for here. It has to be done because there's a woman in a grocery store, Albertsons, in California, who says
that's the word you don't like, Albertsons?
No. Although I don't know Albertsons. Albertsons I've never been to.
They're in Florida too. I've been to one or two there.
Your thoughts?
Grocery store, typical.
Typical grocery store.
Right. Produce over here, cold stuff over there.
Well, this woman is never shopping in the Albertsons again. And the word I don't like is that four-letter F word that I get letters about all the time.
You know? Oh, right. Fart.
That's right. So this woman is in the
F-A-R-T.
Okay.
Fart.
Okay.
Fart. Say it in any language.
I don't care for the word. It's never been a word that I've...
You're a little... What's the word? Prissy.
Prissy? I don't think so. I think it's a vulgar, vile word. We used the term toot or poot while growing up. And even though all my friends around me were just... I said, no, I shan't. I won't. I never. I very rarely say it.
What's the fart policy at your home? Is the word allowed?
No, my son says it sometimes.
Does he know it provokes you?
I don't think so. I've told him. I said, stop saying that word. You know I hate that word. He goes, why? Why? It's just fart. I'm like, don't say the word.
I can't imagine the ladies in the house would say it.
Never.
No.
They never say it. Although my daughter, you know, my wife was out of town last week. She had a beach trip with her friends. And so my daughter was back in the bedroom, the master bedroom, watching television. And I was out making myself a salad, and I just, you know, I ripped one. And she's
audible?
Yeah. And I didn't even think about her, but she was watching TV, and she goes, I can hear that. I was like, oh, man. Because I don't like it. But with my wife out of town, I was like, all right, right here in the
kitchen. You can't blame the dog because the dog is with the wife.
Correct. Dog goes where she goes. Daughter wanted to watch TV on a nice television back in the back bedroom. She was watching her show, and I wanted to watch my show. And so it was perfect. It was just perfect. And I was making myself a nice salad and just ripped it.
Oh, I think I will add a little wheat germ.
Yeah. And she said, you know, I can hear that. And I said, what? God. Mm. I said, you have great ears. She goes, not really. I can hear that. And I said, okay. You know,
it's the Italian travertine tile.
I guess. It must have been
bounced. It echoes.
Must have bounced off the travertine. That's all I can say. Here's the whole reason I bring up this unsavory topic. The woman in Albertsons is there. She had a long day. She's married to a woman. And they decide, we're going to Albertsons to buy some snack food and candy. That's just all there is to it. We've got to. Because they wanted to relax that evening. So they go in there. They're looking at the candy. And the woman is so traumatized by this. Now the event is over. She's bawling.
My wife and I... We just went to the store, the grocery store right by our house, just to buy like junk food and stuff, you know, because we're really tired. We just wanted some sweet treats. And we were walking down an aisle, and there were like two guys that walked up next to us, you know. Peyton like walked away, my wife walked away for just a second, and he walks by and gets like inches from me and just rips one, like farts like this far from me. That's disgusting to say. I can't even believe I'm having to say this, but he did.
Preach, sister. She's very, very upset. As you can tell, she's really upset about this.
This might be one of the most annoying people I've ever heard in my life.
There has to be more to this story. Is there more?
There is more. I think those guys did it because they're two women who are married. Because the woman in question here, she said then he...
Well, I know. She told us multiple times. My wife.
She was really...
Okay, we get it.
She's very into that.
Not that shocking anymore.
Okay. And she went up to the guys and said, why? Why did you...
Why the fart?
Why did you do this?
And about that time, Peyton walked up, like, didn't witness what happened, but, like, seconds later, and I'm, like, upset, and I follow after him, and I was like, is there a reason? You were just so disrespectful to me. You were staring us down. You were staring us down. And I was like, I was looking at the candy. What are you talking about? And he's like, we saw you. We saw you staring us down.
She said, no. I was staring at candy, trying to decide which candy to buy.
It says bewildering array.
There's a lot of it.
Reese's.
That's right.
Yeah.
Dove Darks.
Just yesterday we talked about whore candy. Not
it's a different aisle.
It's a different aisle. Different aisle.
It's the cookies.
Whore cookies. Yeah, that's right.
Oreos.
Oreos. That's right.
I find her tears annoying. I find her story annoying. It was a long day, so we needed a treat. Just me and my wife. Peyton, my wife.
Was there a resolution?
Well, no, not to her satisfaction. And that's the end.
Did she go to the manager?
Yes, that's the end of the story here. She says then they called her names. Then they were like, why don't you just go away, you bitch? You know, and then it's like, oh, wait a minute. Now, that, to me, that's worse than the passing of gas on someone. That's just really wrong. And who knows? Maybe they did this. Maybe one, somebody was filming them. And you know how that is.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
It could be. So she said, I've got to get management involved.
And he goes, yeah, just get out of here, bitch. And then he goes, bitch, like with both of his hands up here.
I'll do that. I'll mime that for Chris. He's got his, you know, like.
Like up by the ears?
She's doing moose hands?
Hee-haw? Hee-haw.
That's what he did?
Bitch.
Hey, bitch.
Bear me.
Nobody does that.
Nobody.
This is completely made up.
She says he did that.
Kept calling me these names, right? So at this point, I don't feel safe. So I walk away. This lady who witnessed everything, she walked away with us. And we go to customer service. And this is Albertsons. Putting y'all out there. This is Albertsons, by the way. And go to the customer service to be like, hey, this just happened. I was just disrespected in your store and called names like several times. And the security guard went and talked to him, came back. And they all just kind of looked at us and was like, well, can't y'all just leave? Is this a standard for society?
Apparently. She says she'll never go to Albertsons again. She didn't like the way they handled the situation.
She's known at Albertsons. I guarantee you. That's why they didn't do anything. I guarantee you they saw her storming up to the front. We're like, oh, that woman's here. Here she comes. She's going to say somebody farted on her and her wife. Don't scream hate crime when it's not.
You're blaming the victim. Now you cannot. Yeah.
That is one of the most annoying people I've ever heard.
Even so, this annoying woman, she's annoying, but she's right.
She got farted upon and cursed at.
You cannot,
and hee-haw hand.
You cannot do that to someone.
It sounds like even her wife doesn't want to be around her because her wife kept trying to walk off too. Peyton! Just pick some candy.
It's all I know of it, but I want these two strung up by their Buster Browns. These two that went over to them and passed gas.
Listen,
on them for
as somebody
no
who's
reason.
Been farted on, I've told you this before that.
But not with a vengeance, not with somebody doing
with intent.
Intent. Not I, with yeah. intent. No.
No, but I feel like I've told you before that people often think, oh, I can fart around the big person because then everyone always blames the big person.
Well, right. Yes, we know that. But. This is with intent. This is, you
think somebody can just, with intent, line it up?
Yes. I mean, you certainly feel it coming.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you think that this guy was like, I'm gonna crop dust her
I do.
At the candy aisle.
I do. Or there by the Reese's Pieces.
Because I think he didn't like she was there clearly married to another woman.
I think that has zero to do with it. Because the two guys together. I mean, why?
There's
two guys, two women. Mm-hmm. Who cares?
Oh, well, maybe.
This is California.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, maybe you're right.
I think that plays zero in my mind.
Then why? Why?
Just to fart around somebody.
Yeah, I mean,
for video.
I guarantee you there was somebody videoing. I mean, this is a thing. This sounds like a classic prank.
Because if I had to pass gas in the grocery store, I would go discreetly to an aisle that was not inhabited.
Feminine hygiene. And sprint.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Is it clear?
Go, 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 go.